Let's go Big Blue! C98.3 is your home for Bath Haberling Rams sports. Let's go Big Blue!
Welcome back into Rams Overtime on WVIMBath.com. We are chatting with longtime Bath Haberling Rams football coach, Wayne Carroll. He's 10th on the all-time wins list in Section 5, top 100 in New York State, 3rd on the active wins list, only behind Dave Wickham at Fairport and Rich Lapani at Hilton, who has 172 wins. Coach Carroll, 170 and 92. Coach, next year, if you come back, it'll be your 30th year overall coaching between Romulus and Bath. It'll be your 25th year at Bath Haberling, your silver anniversary at Haberling. The big question is, will you be back on the sidelines next year coaching the Rambling Rams?
Right now, I say, you know, I'll be back, you know, but you never know what the future, you know, you can't... Nothing so uncertain is a sure thing. So that's one thing I have learned in the 29 years of being a head football coach. You know, there's nothing so certain. You know, right when you think it's a sure thing, it's not. So right now I'm planning on it. So hopefully, God willing.
Looking at this ball club, we see a lot of the great seniors graduating. We talked about some of the great underclassmen that will be coming back. What is your biggest offseason concern, issue, or worry? It looks like Jeremiah Kinner will be your quarterback. He's a senior. He's been on the ball club for several years, backing up Michael Rice. He knows how to run the double wing. You've got an embarrassment of riches of running backs who will be juniors. You'll even have a couple sophomore running backs next year that were on the team this year as freshmen. You'll have some good tight end wide receivers, some defensive backs that got some playing time this year. It looks to me, when I'm looking at this roster, you're losing a lot of size. You're going to have to replace some of those hog mollies up front on the offensive line and on the defensive line. Of course, we said that last year when you lost three or four guys from the offensive line and you made it to the state semis. What would you say in your mind, Coach, is your biggest off-season concern or thing you guys will have to work on as a coaching staff or team?
You know, as a football staff, we talked about it already and said that, you know, our biggest offense, you know, our biggest concern is we have to get our kids to buy into lifting, you know, and our kids have got to do a better job recruiting. You know, if we can lift like we're capable of, I really believe we can be a Final Four team in the sectionals, you know, in Class C. You know, if we work out and lift and do the things that the coaches tell you, and the kids buy into it, I think we can be a Final Four, you know, right up there with ER and, again, with Elba and, you know, Attica and, you know, you know, so we're hoping that it's going to be a Final Four, at least get back to Rochester. That'd be a great accomplishment for a team that's, you know, back-to-back league titles. I think the seniors pulled together and gave us some good leadership on and off the field. And we were missing that the year before. You got to have good leadership on and off the field, because when you don't have it, you know, off the field, you lose some guys.
Sure.
And you don't have the leadership on the field, you lose some guys. So I think that's one thing that, you know, that was the strength of this senior class. You know, they might not have been the most dedicated class I've ever had, but, you know, they gave us that leadership and they wanted to win and they were willing to pay the price during the season to get it done. And, you know, 11 games, I'd take that any year right now.
We talked about this last year after the 34-24 loss to Leroy in the Section 5 Class C championship game. They were just faster than you, as was Batavia in Week 7. Those were your two losses in 2014. Really, speed was your Achilles heel. It seemed like speed against Shenango Forks, especially with number 33, L.J. Watson, was a big issue with you guys, especially when he got around the edge. You guys didn't break a lot of long touchdown runs this year, Coach. Do you believe speed, working on trying to get faster in the offseason, is going to be a key for this team next year as well in the 2016 campaign?
Well, it's going to come down to the kids if they really want it, because we do legs as a football program. We do legs every Wednesday, every week. Every Wednesday, every week. And if they come in on Wednesdays, and they train their legs. You know, if our players buy into it and come in on Wednesdays, they're going to get faster, and they're gonna say, yeah, those leg workouts really work.
A couple weeks ago, I had assistant football coach Nick Carroll on, Orion Nation, that is, on my afternoon show, and we were doing Rams Roundtable, getting set for the Section 5 Class C championship game, and I posed a question to him. I said, in a 40-yard dash race between you, me, and him, with him running backwards, who would be the fastest? Now, he wouldn't give me an answer to that, although he said he wasn't sure if he would be first, but he was pretty sure he probably wouldn't be last in that race. I did ask him, who is the better weightlifter? Who can lift more? Who's the biggest, Carol? I know he said that that's kind of a competition you guys have in the house, Nick being your youngest son, his brother, your oldest son, T.C. Carroll, who was a standout linebacker for you in the mid to late 2000s. Let me ask you, Coach, who's the biggest Carroll? Who's the best weightlifter in the Carroll household?
I think he's forgetting about his older brother. But, you know, they're very competitive, one and two. You know, I used to be number one, but I'm not going to lie, those days are gone. They're very close. They're very competitive. And everything in our family is competitive. I don't care if we're sitting down to eat. I don't care if we're getting measured for tuck. I don't care if it's, who makes the most money. Everything is competitive in our household, and, you know, that's why we've been successful.
Coach, we touched upon this a little bit during the season, but last year it was tough for you. It really took a toll on you mentally and physically, trying to split time between being a varsity head football coach and a father. You would play a game on Friday night, then drive late Friday night or get up very early Saturday morning, drive all over the East Coast to watch Nick play football his senior year at Monmouth University, then hurry home to try to start breaking down film for your next opponent. You certainly didn't shortchange the kids. You guys went 8-2. You had a great year. It was a record-breaking year at the time with some statistics on that team last year. You made it to the Section 5 Class C championship game. So you did an amazing job splitting time between a dad and a football coach, still making it to a Section 5 championship game. This year, you've got Nick on the sideline with you as an assistant coach. He seems to have brought a lot of energy to the program, a few different things from his playing days at Monmouth University, whether it be drills or just concepts or just being a great role model and motivator for the kids. This year, you seemed A, rejuvenated, B, this is going to sound weird, but more relaxed having Nick and TC on the sideline with you. The Carrolls kind of reunited again on the sidelines. Give me your thoughts on being able to have your family, your boys back around you, helping you, supporting you, and just being able to maybe focus a little bit more on the team and really being able to enjoy it this year because you have some added help and you're not having to worry about driving all over the place the next day to watch Nick play.
Right, and, my two biggest off-season moves, you know, I should be a general manager someplace because, number one, I got Coach Ford, and he brought a ton of energy and a positive attitude, and then I got Nick Carroll. So I acquired two great coaches along with the great staff that I already had, you know, Reckonwall and DeDominick. So, I mean, all of a sudden you put those guys in the mix, you know, and I had Coach Rice and Coach Altimo. So, I mean, we had an outstanding varsity staff. And, you know, right on down all the way, through modified right on up, I think we got about 19 or 20 coaches, and they all did a great job, and you know, everybody's trying to go for the same goal, and that's get as many wins as we could. So it's been a great staff, and things really worked out. Now if Nick gets a job someplace, that's going to be a big loss, but that's where Coach Ford and Coach Reckonwall will just step up and pick up the slack. But having Nick with me, it took me back in time, just like, I was back and losing to Oneida. So Saturday, it was like I was in the Twilight Zone. It felt like Oneida, and unfortunately, the results were the same. But, the experience we got together coaching, and having TC around all the time, it really was fun for the Carrolls this year, and a special year.
Favorite thoughts about Thanksgiving, favorite memories, favorite part about Thanksgiving for you and the Carroll family, Coach?
You know, our favorite, you know, the favorite thing for us is just eating like a barbarian. You can't move. Laying down, watching Dallas and watch Dallas and, or Minnesota or Green Bay, anybody that's on TV watching football, eat till you can't eat no more, and then taking a nap. Those are my fondest fondest things I do on Thanksgiving Day.
Let me ask you, what's on your wish list, or what's on the Carrolls' wish list for this year?
2016?
Yeah.
I'd say in 2016, I wish, I kind of wish that I'd hit the lotto big time.
I thought for sure you were going to say 5'250", 6'4", offensive lineman.
You know, when I win the lotto, I'll get those guys. I'm telling you right now.
Well, Coach, listen, thanks so much. I do appreciate it. Can't wait to see you out there roaming the sidelines for your silver anniversary. 25 years at Bath Haverling next year for you.
That'll be a mile marker there, 25. Wow.
Well, we're excited to be there and be part of it with Rams Radio. Should be a fun year next year, your 25th season at Bath Haverling, 30th. Overall. Coach, thanks so much for everything you do, not only for the football team and the school, but for us here at WVIN, WABH, and Rams Radio, for all the access you give us to the team, for all the time that you give us, for allowing us to do the player intros, to doing the Ram rundown, to doing the coach's corner, to giving us all the stats that I ask for, whether it be for that season or for historical purposes in past years. Thank you so much for everything you do for Rams Radio. It's a pleasure to be part of the football family. Thanks so much for involving us and let us be a part of it. And enjoy the off season, Coach.
Well, thanks for having us, and you did a great job. But thanks for all the coverage. You made high school football big time in Bath, and you gave these kids a great experience. And together we gave them memories and moments in time that they'll always remember.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and the same could be said for you and your family about making football big time in Bath. Coach, from mine to yours, have a happy and safe holiday season, my friend.
Hey, back at
you. All right, there you go. Head football coach Wayne Carroll. He took his team to the New York State West semis for the fourth time in 24 years. They finished 11-1, set a lot of records this year offensively and defensively. Another great year. Finally broke the drought. It was his longest drought at Bath Haverling without a sectional championship. Accomplished that. Got back to the state semis for the first time since 08. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be talking with you again late August, early September. Be good. If not, have fun trying. Thanks so much for listening to Rams Overtime on WVIMBath.com and Rams Radio.